Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by FTX, the world's most popular mobile app to trade cryptocurrency. You know it as Blockfolio when we started. They switched names, a little rebrand for these people. It's called FTX now, and it's still the number one app to buy and sell crypto coins. They got over 10,000 different crypto coins. The major ones, the Bitcoin, the Ethereum, the Dogecoin. Still waiting for Hogecoin. FTX, still waiting. And right now, when you trade, make any trade over $10, you can get a free crypto coin. Right now, they're doing a, in honor of the college football show with their top 10 rankings, we're doing a top 10 leaderboard of students signing up for FTX accounts. So here's the deal. If you're a student, you sign up right now, and you can win a $100,000 prize split amongst all the signups for the number one school. So sign up for FTX using your .edu email address, and the more people from your school that sign up, the higher you go, and the more you get from that $100,000 pot. So if you're in college still, shit, I still got an EDU.
You know, do you really?
I think I don't know if it still like really exists, but I know my Facebook, I used an EDU to log in. God. And I think it still exists, so maybe I'm going to get some of that fucking money.
You know, so I got an EDU still, I think.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, I haven't activated it in like 4 years.
We should start like Barstool U, and like, everybody gets right. .edu here, and we are in the prize pool.
It's an educational website.
Download FTX today, use that EDU, spread the word on campus, and prop your school up. You can win a piece of that $100,000 prize. Very slow day, not going to bullshit you. We'll start, though. The one story that is pretty crazy and intriguing is, not intriguing, that's the wrong word, kind of despicable. Michaela Maroney, who I think when it's all said and done, this is kind of like bubbling and starting to gain mass appeal, big headlines. I think when it does, she's going to go down as like one of the all-time like brave whistleblowers who blew up the whole fucking thing. She said that, you know, she's been very outspoken against Nassar and all of the sexual and physical abuse that goes on in the world of gymnastics, and she's now testifying that the FBI basically squashed all of her testimony and all of her accounts. There was reports of like the head of the FBI getting beers with the head of the gymnastics committee or whatever that is, and she's basically saying like, yeah, I told them all about this, and they totally dismissed it, which is like, heads are gonna fucking roll if this is all true. And it's about fucking time, man. Gymnastics needs to be cleaned
up. Will they roll, though? Is it one of these things where it's too far gone? Yeah, or is there so much like media attention now that they're going to go after it? Or will they not?
No. I feel like this is, like, gone on long enough. Yeah. I don't know if, like, you know, Larry Nassar, he hopefully gets what's coming to him. And I don't know if, like, everybody's head who should roll will. But I think that this will hopefully effectively, like, clean up the sport because they'll weed out the people who do, you know, prop up the people who don't, I would hope. I do think these things, like the Free Britney movement, I think that worked. I think the public pressure is what worked. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to happen here as well, at least I hope, because she is the right person to do it. She's memorable. People know her. She's got a big following. And I don't give a fuck. She's blowing that whistle, man.
Well, it seems to me, it's kind of like what you said. Like, I don't think, like, every single head that should roll probably will, but this seems to me now like it's getting big enough, like they're going to pick like maybe like one or two FBI people and they become like the scapegoat.
Yeah.
And just kind of hammer them and throw them under the bus.
I'm sure.
Which rightfully so, but there's plenty more that should be that probably won't.
They got Simone Biles testifying.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like,
the most powerful woman in all of gymnastics is going out there giving emotional testimony.
Yeah.
It's being covered on the nightly news. David Muir is doing a story on it.
Right.
You can't ignore accountability.
That's what I mean. And they have too big of a following. It's like, okay, I'll just, you know, even if you weren't putting it on the news, I'll just put it out to my, like, 50 million followers, whatever, you know? So I think it hopefully will work. And I'm sure the heads of everything will skate because that's how it fucking works.
Did you watch the doc on it?
No. Some dark shit.
I haven't either.
It's so fucking tough to get
Where is it on?
I can't remember if it was like, I think it's Netflix. If it was like a multiple series thing. But I watched and it was like so dark and twisted and fucked up. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the people they're interviewing now are like 40.
Right.
So they're like grown like women with children. Right. And they're like describing this fucking freak. Which, by the way, I don't know how he hasn't been killed yet.
Larry Nassar?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, is he in prison or is he, like,
is he just in solitary?
I would think he's in some sort of solitary, how, like, high profile he was.
Because I think they got Whitey Bulger curtains for that, dude.
Well, the thing, too, is, like, just on, like, a kind of, like, a surface level thing, there's always such, like, weird little details in there that are, like, how did no one say anything before? Like, the one thing that always stood out to me was there were so many complaints he had that they had to be, like, someone else in the room where there was something. And I was like, like, once you get to the point where someone else has to be in the room, shouldn't he kind of just be like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, what are you doing?
What a
That specific always stood out to me. I was like, how did, like, people think that, oh, like, he's had, like, a million weird sexual complaints, but let's just have, like, a checker in the room, whatever, and it's all good. Like, he can just keep going along.
He can still,
like,
physically...
like, touch these girls, and, like, it's crazy.
We need, like, the MRI film or something. Get the fuck out of here.
It's insane. Like, how did, like, everyone... Like, that's where I think even not even just FBI people, like, so many people, like, Michigan State should be, like, all these heads should be getting, like, chopped off.
And even, like, not that they're, like, they should be, like, criminally charged or whatever, but, like, parents of kids involved, like, you got to watch this.
Parents who
sport.
Dismiss the other parents.
Yeah, that too. Well, because, like, well, you know, we're going to, like, go to states or we're going to go to
used
whatever.
Used to blog, like, courtroom outbursts and whatnot. Mm-hmm. People used to do that.
I would.
There was one of a parent, a dad, who you might have seen it. I think it happened at the beginning. It was,
the dad tried to attack
him.
I've seen that.
I wish this the bailiff kind of just did a little low lay on that one. Whoops. I think
I remember the judge saying after kind of being like, we're giving him like some basically
some
like
leniency.
Pass.
Yeah.
Like kind of a pass on. Like we understand this is like super emotional. Yeah. This man literally like assaulted his daughter. Like it's tensions are high.
Speaking
stress is high.
Of parents, I'll throw this in here. We didn't put it on the list. Have you guys followed this true crime story of Gabby Petito, I think her name is?
Yep.
So here's the story. Her boyfriend and her are going on a cross-country like camping trip in like a van together.
22 years old.
Of course, she's a pretty white blonde girl, so it's getting all this attention.
5'2", 110 pounds.
Boy,
I'm red up.
Do you have her in the fucking basement? Jesus Christ, Pat.
I'm red up on it. I've been following it because it's
got
so
her tail
fucked.
On the tape?
Yeah. So to boil it down real quick, like the last contact they had with her, what her parents had with her is August 25th. On September 11th, they were able to report her as like a missing persons. There was the boyfriend just eventually comes back home without her. The van they were driving was found parked in the boyfriend's parents' driveway, and he won't talk to the parents. He won't talk to the police, and he issued a statement that just said. We just issued a statement that said, we are aware that the police are looking for Gabby, and we hope that they find her, and I will not be issuing any more statements.
So he murdered her.
And pretty much.
So he's guilty. So he's guilty.
So he killed her. He's guilty of something. There was also a body cam footage of, like, a month earlier on their trip. They had, like, a little bit of a domestic incident where she was, like, slapping him, and when the police got involved, she was like, I'm sorry, I'm like mentally, like she said, I suffer from OCD and I have like anxiety and like emotions are running high. So like she seemed to be on edge. He is being super fucking shady about like where they were and what, not saying anything. Could you imagine being a parent being like, I'm looking for my kid, and the guy who last knows where she was is just like, nah,
I don't
want to
talk. They took the van, though.
They took the van and they examined it, and then they put it back, so I don't think they found
it. Oh, they did?
Yeah, they said it's back in the parents, because I don't know if they found anything. They said right now there's nothing to charge. But, like, how is that not the case? How can't, maybe there's nothing to charge, but can't you, like, subpoena someone or whatever it's called? To like
No crime.
Yeah. Well, and then have you heard about the death zone?
This was
kind of proven untrue, but the urban legend kind of is there's a spot in Yellowstone Park that is, it's touching like Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Now, technically, Wyoming has jurisdiction over Yellowstone Park, but there's a part of the park that goes like into Idaho and some touches the other states. So they say that no one technically lives there, so you wouldn't be able to field a jury there, so you wouldn't be able to have a trial there. So if you, like, kill someone in these weird little pockets where there's no jurisdiction, technically it's like there's a purge place in America where, like, you can get away with anything. That's what the theory is, and that's what the internet chatter was. But there is a story about a guy who illegally killed an elk, and the judge was just like, it's Wyoming. Like, they have jurisdiction, it's Wyoming. But I could see some slick lawyer being like, no, it's not. It's in Idaho, and why don't you get the jury there? And we can't. So there's a lot of weird shit going on. But as of right now, nobody knows, and no.
It's only a matter of time till it weighs on him and something gives, right?
The only thing
unless he's just a total psychopath.
The
only thing I think, though, is if there was something weird where, like, he might be guilty of not, like, he's definitely guilty of not speaking up. Right. But, like, what if something goes wrong and necessarily wasn't him that did it, and he's just like, I know how this is going to look. They always look to the boyfriend first. I'm fucked.
Right.
But you're still a scumbag for not, like, cooperating. Because in that case, you would
I just couldn't imagine being, like, her parents and just being like, what the fuck happened?
Right.
And
him
The
reason it triggered me was when you said the dad who ran at him. I'd be, like, breaking down that dude's door. I'd be like,
what the fuck happened to my daughter?
Exactly.
Like, this is crazy.
I don't know how I deal with
like,
it.
Like, you were there with her the whole time.
Let me know.
You obviously know more than the rest of the world.
Should we get the McDonough murders now for the trifecta today?
The what?
Murders for the trifecta.
The Murdoch murders? The
Murdoch murders.
Yeah, the failed assisted suicide.
Oh my God.
Let me give you this rundown.
I briefly heard the story.
There's two sons who both are linked to two murders of their classmates. The housekeeper ended up mysteriously dead in their house, and they paid out the housekeeper's family for wrongful death, which, like, you don't really do unless something happened. Then the mother and the son ended up dead with two gunshot wounds from two guns that were registered to the husband. And then this September, the husband was found on the side of the road, shot in the head, but not fatally. And it turned out that it was a failed assisted suicide. He hired his drug dealer to kill him to get a $10 million payout and insurance for his son, which I think is a pretty cool move by the dad.
It's crazy because usually it's like the other way around. Like, you hear these, like, what are they, like the I almost got away with murders and stuff. I feel like half them is like the reverse.
Right.
Now they're like trying to like kill their dad so they can get all the money. Right. They're like scumbags.
This dude was ready to just, you know, watch his dad take a hike.
He was trying to fall on the sword so his son could have.
Now his son just has to take care of him.
What a guy. What a great dad. I mean, he's kind of, you know, would you rather, I said this last night at our show, would you rather have a scumbag dad and a bunch of bills or no dad and $10 million? I don't want
that's a good question.
If you thought that your dad had murdered your mother and your brother.
Oh, kill him.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you were pretty sure of it. Yeah, I mean.
It's all speculation. It's all alleged.
So I think this is a good time for me to confess.
On to some lighter topics.
Ronaldo is
moving mansions because his old mansion was next to some sheep that were bothering him. I mean, yeah, fair game. I mean, when you're fucking rich, that's the right one. Everything to be perfect.
It's called fuck you money. That's exactly the...
Fuck those
people. People are reporting this like it's the biggest deal ever. I think the house was like 3 million euro, which in Ronaldo speak is
literally
like,
that's
blow
like,
your
that's
nose
like,
money.
That's like two games.
He paid cash.
Like two game checks. Yeah.
He paid cash, and I don't mean like he didn't get a mortgage. I mean, he like literally had a bag of cash. Like, here's your fucking
I wonder how many bad night sleeps he had until he decided, or if it was one, and he was just woke up, he's like, oh, I'm done. I'm fucking done with this.
I mean, I gotta imagine out of all the bad night sleeps... I know that's a goat, I guess, right? What do sheep do? They kind of go like
that. That's a sheep.
Yeah.
But how? I guess he doesn't have enough property that's having like an impact on him.
What do you mean? Why does he even have sheep? Why does he even live somewhere where there's tons of sheep?
Well, I'm saying like, wouldn't his property be like
sheep
so
everywhere.
Massive yeah. that how but is guess, he like having?
Yeah, just rope like. Fence them off.
Like, just buy land. Like, how is he not rich enough to just have, like, a million acres and, like, no one's anywhere near him?
He should hire one of those.
Pay to have the sheep removed.
He should hire those people who just go in the helicopter and shoot the pigs. He's just got a guy in a helicopter at all times.
We got a Sidney Wells video.
Yeah.
I killed Ronaldo's sheep.
Ronaldo hires Sidney Wells to
honestly,
take out
she
the
should
sheep.
Try to, like, be like, fuck Barstool. Just go be that person. He'll pay way more than I'm sure.
Kind
like,
of funny,
whatever.
The article says a security team had whisked the Man United legend and his family away as if the sheep were like a threat.
Yeah, that's...
it was like a kidnapping.
The threat to his good night's sleep.
Ken Jennings is back in as the host of Jeopardy as kind of what's probably like an interim situation after the Mike Richards debacle. Jeopardy has my heart. I always loved them. It's my favorite game show ever. Trebek, I think, was the GOAT. I loved, like, initially after he died, may he rest in peace, I was like, it was intrigue and who's it going to be? And then they did this celebrity like tournament almost. It was like, cool. And now, yeah, now it's like, you guys fucked this up so bad that, I mean, just pick somebody at this point. I think people are over it. And if that person sucks, like, so be it.
See, like, I'm not a big Jeopardy guy. Do you think they should go more of a route, like a big personality kind of route? Or do you think you have to stay more, like... Because I feel like Trebek was good at kind of... Like, he would throw the subtle stuff in there. He was good at it.
Perfect.
Like, do you think, like, they say, like, maybe, like, a... Like, I'm just throwing, like a Steve Harvey type.
Like, should they go more, like, crazy? No, no. It's
like, I'm saying, like, because he does, like, the Family Feud, like, more like that, like a more boisterous, like, outgoing type.
Make it about them,
I would like to see Steve Harvey post Jeopardy.
Like a comedian to do it, you know what I mean? Like someone with a little more like flair art.
I think Ken was perfect. I don't know why people, I think Ken initially was a big choice, then people wavered on it. I think Ken Jennings is the perfect, like, he's a nerd, he knows his shit, does have enough personality, he's been on game shows, when he does these tournaments, he's the outspoken one. I thought it should have been him from the jump. I think the chance that it is him after this little interim stint is probably on the rise. Tommy liked Mike Richards, the guy who got canceled because
that was unfortunate. That was an unfortunate turn of events. But
Tommy
he's been
was a
good
huge supporter of Mike Richards and all that stuff.
You know what sucks is Matt, the current champion, is getting overshadowed. He's the third
That's
biggest
the guy
champion
hates,
ever,
right? Right?
He's ever. He's like got 750,000. He's won 21 straight games.
That's
he's
what I mean.
A
they
monster.
Bungled this whole thing,
and like nobody's talking about it.
Get back.
Like,
doesn't everyone hate him?
I didn't even know that was going on.
Right.
I think he's getting so good that people are like, they're starting to respect him.
Jeopardy in general, like this whole thing, like. We get it. Trebek was great. Like, can we please just pick a host and move on?
I kind of agree, Mike
Richards had it in the bag.
Right.
And then imagine how pissed off he was. He goes, well, he probably went home, went to sleep with his wife, and goes, honey, I'm going to make myself the host. It's working. It's working.
Right. I can't believe it.
He's finally gone. It's working. And then he got in there.
Skunk got what was coming
they
to
dig
him.
Up old tweets. He's out. Now he's back in.
No, he's not back in. Ken Jennings is back in.
The episode's airing this week.
Oh, yeah, the episode's airing this week.
Because it was already.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll see him back on the screen.
But he's just back to being executive producer, right?
Yeah, we got booted from that.
So he's done completely.
He's out. His life's over.
All right, well, disregard everything I said. Regardless, I'm just fucking over it. Make it Ken Jennings. Make it the Reading Rainbow guy. He was good.
Yeah, the fans want him. Tommy says he sucks.
He sucked.
Make it RuPaul.
But LeVar Burton also got railroaded. He only had one day of... like trial runs when everyone else got multiple days. So he didn't even have a chance to like work out some kinks and figure out what was right. So, but all this is like, okay, enough. We already kind of like ironically, jokingly turned Jeopardy into like a sport, you know what I mean? But now, enough's enough.
But think about how many days Jeopardy's been a rundown topic. Like, it's never a rundown. Yes. Like, it is like,
but that's
staying
also what
in
I
the spotlight,
mean.
But
this might be
it's
my,
overstaying
my
its
limit.
Welcome.
I'm starting to hate Jeopardy. Because of that. You know what I'm starting to hate is the Jeopardy fans, minus Clem.
You know what? I hate Tommy Smokes.
I just fucking hate Tommy.
I just love Mike Richards, man.
Nate Clapp said it. It's just
last
annoying.
Topic here. Shout out to Christian Yelich, who bought 10,000 tickets for Brewers fans in the Cardinals series. I would do shit like this all the time if I had big money. By the way, 10,000 tickets is probably... even in Milwaukee money and St. Louis money, that's probably a nice chunk of change. But the amount of like goodwill and PR and fan love you get, like, forget
I mean, that's
it,
like
man.
Buying like a ticket to like Milwaukee like for life.
Yes.
Like they'll just love you forever.
They already are going to love him, but forever. Like, you know, they'll be building statues of Yelich now. It's just such a smart way to spend your money. 10,000 is like, holy fucking
shit.
I think
that's got to be at least a few hundred grand.
Yeah.
You think they pumped them somehow? You think they're like...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe this is a team stunt and they're making like their guy the face of it. But either way, smart move by our guy Yelich and the Brew Crew is...
They're hot.
Dangeroso.
Pitching is real.
The Brewers have just been like right there, you know, like right on the edge for a few years now. I would like to see them kind of put it all together. After show, the Fleming curse. The Fleming curse is broken. You guys,
what a dramatic turn.
Frank was like at his desk like this, and I said the Fleming curse, and he barely moved. I said it again. He turned up. He slowly turned and put his glasses on.
That was so dramatic.
The W in Jenga. And then the celly afterwards.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, electric.
You went from the worm to full-blown breakdancing.
The victory worm.
It was unbelievable.
I try to do something good for my victory. I mean, it's been such a long time coming.
Yeah, I mean, that you were 0 for like a trillion, and you got that W. How many blocks in was it, do you know?
20.
Oh, wow, it was an early
dub. Early.
Dub. Yeah, you beat up on Jelly, Team Jelly, right?
Yep.
Any post-game thoughts? Anything for the people?
Well, hopefully...
for the Frankettes of the world.
Hopefully it turns into a streak.
One to grow on, man. One to grow on.
Because, you know, I actually know that games in September actually than games in April.
Oh, here we go.
What else happened today? Any big news on the Mets front?
Frank, I can't get too much into it because I got to go do another show, but when you get upset, why does your brain go to, like, the craziest things? Like, Sandy Alderson's son is going to run the team.
He's already running the team.
What do you mean?
His son right now is the acting general manager.
And you think that they're going to fully hire his son?
Okay. Yes.
You think that's going to happen? And then I think you also said, what was your other prediction? Oh, that something.
Albert Amora. Rojas getting an extension, I've heard.
Rojas is going to get an extension. Albert Amora is going to play every day.
Right, like things like that. Like, what are you talking about, dude?
Albert Amora is Rojas' favorite player because he's, you know, 4 for 84.
Where was it?
Got him.
I can't even find these tweets because there's so much fucking nonsense on your timeline. But yeah, you make these predictions that are just so fucking wacky.
Rojas,
man.
Next year wants permission for every Met to high five the opposing player to as he goes by because he really is participation trophy.
Cano is going to get a big extension.
No, he's going to be. The Mets are going to sell it as he's the big addition.
Okay.
They're going to say this is like getting a all star.
I feel like I'm in the middle of, like, a hurricane right now. Like, hot and cold front coming
Frank, at just be happy that we won in Jenga, all right, man? Just be happy we got that W in Jenga.
By the way, you know that area of Idaho you just mentioned?
Yeah.
That is where my parents actually live. And I'm not joking.
In the death zone?
They live 50 miles from the death zone.
Wow. You ever kill anybody, Frank?
Frank's saying he's about to kill you.
Not yet. Wow, but, that's crazy. I always forget that Frank's from fucking Montana. Well, that's insanity.
In fact, there's an area by my parents that's called Yellowstone Bear World.
Do you go to Montana often?
I try to go like once a year.
Yeah.
Well, they live in Idaho. They live in
Idaho, sorry.
Eastern Idaho in like the... you can actually see the Teton Mountains from their property.
What is a Frank Fleming in Idaho day look like? How does that go? You wake up, what do you do?
I wake up, I hear my father complaining. My mother's smoking.
Like father, like
my mother's father smoking. Like, so I love that.
Okay, dad complaining, mom smoking.
My father watching Judge Judy and complaining that my mother is interrupting Judge Judy. My mother's smoking. My mother's smoking.
Mom likes to smoke, huh?
She's ripping.
What kind of cigs does she smoke?
Ripping cigs?
Yeah, and then when my father starts complaining, they start coming like two-fisted.
Wow.
Just double-fisted cigs.
I think we need to do like a family Fleming family feature.
A day in the life.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think I'm negative, where do you see my father?
It's one of those, I had no idea what he was going to say, but I feel like we should have predicted that. Yeah. Like, that was the most, like,
also, Parlay Plus in Virginia tonight.
Oh, yeah. So tonight, Thursday Night Football, Giants football team matchup, and we are live in Virginia now with the Penn Barstool Sportsbook. So what's the parlay? What's the bet?
So if you bet up to $100 in a Parlay Plus tonight, you could do the Giants game, you could do any sport, and you lose, you'll get up to whatever you bet.
Up to $100
in a free Parlay Plus.
It's one take a shot. Like you can go big odds.
So what? Yeah, make a preposterous parlay.
And I'm not even Virginia kid. I put one in that was plus like 1,400. Like go crazy with it. If you lose, you're just gonna get the money.
Can you go like
up to $100?
Crazy
you can get
with it?
Nuts. You can.
Could
I
make like a fucking retirement money parlay?
Yes.
Just
literally. Yes.
And then if you lose, you just get your $100 back or whatever.
Yes.
You
in, yeah. In bonus cash. Yeah. Plus. In bonus cash. Yeah.
It's literally free play, flag on the play, Hail Mary, throw it out there, create your biggest,
just parlay
best parlay.
Everything.
Every fucking thing. Wow. I mean, the Dan Parlay hit last Monday Night Football for $10K, so it could happen. So download the Barstool Sportsbook in Virginia or any of these apps. Is it only in Virginia?
Virginia. You could bet parlay. Virginia, yes.
So only for the people in Virginia. Everyone else in the active states, download, bet tonight. And see you guys next week for the rundown.